The Becoming and Silence podcast is about awakening to the greatest potential you always were. Listen to teachings, interviews, and inspiring stories of others who have challenged the accepted, expanded possibility, and merged modern-day life with ancient wisdom to discover their greatest potential. When you become fearless, you become limitless. Now be inspired by today's episode.
Well, welcome to the Becoming Unsilenced podcast. And today I have Michelle Duhigg as my guest. She is the owner and founder of Duhigg Coaching and Consulting. And she is an empowerment coach and business consultant who is here today to talk with me about how to balance the hustle and bustle grind of our culture, especially of our corporate culture, and how to balance that out with living a more mindful and meaningful life. So welcome to the podcast, Michelle.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this conversation today because I know you and I have been each on our own journey of kind of unwinding from that more corporate culture that has this kind of high level expectation of being on and available all the time. And now you've been out of that for a little bit and are stepping a little bit back into it. So yeah, where do you want to dive into this conversation today?
Yeah, so I've spent more than 10 years in the consulting space. And as some of you may know, that typically means extremely long hours, very demanding clients. Although for myself, my roles have primarily been from like an operations perspective. So my clients, so to speak, are the consultants within the business themselves. Yeah, it was very, very challenging at times. About 2 years ago, I left that large consulting firm role and started consulting on my own and with one-on-one clients and doing empowerment coaching with women. And it was just a night and day difference, you know, going from rush, like it's all about your to-do list and how much you can get done. And if you're sitting there not doing anything, you're being lazy and you're not getting stuff accomplished, to the complete opposite end of having a lot of free time. And, you know, I recognize how valuable that is as well. And just the opportunity to be able to reflect and to meditate and to exercise and to really just be intentional with those hours that I had during the day that I never really got the opportunity to have. And I know so many of us have learned now that, you know, meditation and intentionality, is that the word?
Yeah, intentionality.
Yeah. And really just being more mindful in the way that we're living absolutely has huge benefits that, you know, those of us who were super, super busy before, or maybe continue to be, find that very, very difficult to try to integrate into our daily lives. So,
That's a super good point on the how do we integrate that. But I want to step back even just a little bit and say, what did you learn when you stepped out of that and you had these couple years where you had this slower pace of life? What did you learn from that space about hustle, bustle, grind that you couldn't have seen or learned while you were inside that culture? So I think this is a great opportunity for women who might be in that space to help them kind of expand and see, what is it that I don't know that I don't know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, number one, I would say it's learning to listen to your intuition. When we're super busy, we don't make time for that generally, right? It's just go, 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 figure it out, got to have the answers. It's all about solutions and productivity. And when you are more intentional, or you have the opportunity to slow down and really just quiet your mind and not feel like you have to be on all the time, you have to always be performing and accomplishing, that's when we really start to understand ourselves better, understand the world better. And oftentimes that's when the clarity comes around, what do we want for ourselves? You know, who are we? What can we do to be more intentional with our life on a daily basis and really create that kind of life that maybe we've always dreamed of, but never thought was attainable. And so that was the biggest takeaway that I got from having more of that downtime and that ability to just kind of be. I think our society especially, that hasn't really been something that was really allowed, respected. It was kind of like, absolutely not valued. Whereas we see other cultures where that is the norm. They prioritize that time to pray and to meditate. And, you know, I think that America is starting to come around a little bit, because we're seeing if we don't make time to be mindful and to live a healthier life, there are repercussions. But just that space to allow yourself to be, I think that's where we really start to gain those insights that we otherwise don't make time for, right? And we, like, the answers just kind of come. And I think it's difficult to explain, but it's super powerful for sure.
Yeah. Well, I saw a meme a while back that said, vacation in Europe, the auto email responder said, I'll be back in a month from vacation and I'll reply to you when I get back. And then the American version said, I've stepped out of the office to have a major surgery. I'm still available. Please leave me a message and I'll call you back ASAP. And so I think that is definitely a reflection of the unhealthy side of what our culture has adapted to be. So if you were going to give someone who feels like they're still caught up in this hustle and bustle culture some advice or wisdom on how can they begin to, without completely stepping outside of that, you know, completely stepping outside of their job or their role, how could they begin to create space for listening to their intuition?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And it might look different for everyone, right? I think carving out some kind of time during your day, whether it's first thing in the morning, which is typically the best if you can make that happen, or during your lunch break, while you're commuting, although a lot of us don't commute like we used to, but if you do still have time in the car, that's an excellent place. And, you know, turn off the music, turn off the distractions, and just allow yourself to think and feel things. And I think as we allow ourselves to let our mind wander or, you know, dream about the kind of life that we truly want to live, that's where we start becoming more clear and more excited about, maybe I can actually create that kind of life for myself.
Ah, I love that you tie this to dreaming.
I think that is huge. And I think, you know, it's that creativity piece and that imagination that we can pull out and that excitement around, if I could do anything, if I could be anyone, what would that look like? And that's what truly sets us apart from any other animal on this planet, right? Is our ability to reason and our ability to dream about things in the future and not necessarily just live in this moment right now. So we should absolutely cultivate that.
Well, I love that, because in my experience with clients in my own network, there are many, many people who feel trapped in a job that doesn't fully suit. It's not suiting their ultimate gifts and talents and skills, and yet they feel trapped.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, 99% of us feel that way or have felt that way at some point, right? And it's not to say that your one job is going to fulfill all of your needs. I think that's a good thing to understand as well, is, you know, we may live this life of having a 9-to-5 and having some sort of side hustle, if you will, or other business that we truly want to be able to replace our 9-to-5. But as we're balancing all of that, I think understanding that there's different seasons in life and there's different places that we're going to be mentally and spiritually, and that life is just all about growing and learning more about ourselves and becoming more accepting of that as well. I have found that oftentimes, depending on how we were raised, we spend the first 20 years of our life living for everyone else, living according to all of these expectations that we have kind of had put on us, right?
Might be the first 40 years
of our life. I mean, very true. Absolutely. And for some, even longer.
Yeah.
And it's when we start to recognize that that may not be who we are, or we choose to be something different than what we feel everyone expects of us, that we start coming into our own, and that we start choosing our own happiness. And it's just amazing to me to see, you know, in my own life, in my children's lives, in my coaching and consulting clients, as they become more intentional and feel more comfortable being who they truly are. I mean, you just really start to shed a lot of this weight that we tend to carry for so many years, not even recognizing that it's all of these expectations that were thrown at us as a child, but just that we have the opportunity to choose the kind of life we want to live. And it doesn't have to be the kind of life that our parents expect us to live, or our employer expects us to operate a certain way. That, I mean, obviously, if you don't want to lose your job, you kind of need to figure out a way to honor your responsibilities, but also who you are. And, you know, I think that's where a lot of this work can be done, and just being a little bit more mindful and intentional with the time that you have. And like I said, it could be just a few minutes in the morning during your commute, whatever it is, but use that opportunity to start to think about who you are and what you want and what your ideal life looks like. And, you may see behind me, I have a vision board here. I have a few actually around my workspace, and that's just a really good reminder for me to, keep the passion up and stay excited about what it is that I'm working toward. And I think really keeping that perspective and understanding that you may have some crazy days or weeks. I was just talking to Vicky about how last week I worked over 60 hours supporting a conference for one of my consulting clients, and it was incredibly hectic and crazy. And I'm super thankful that it's not my norm anymore. And this week I plan to work maybe 20 hours to help offset some of that, although I have some catching up to do. But I recognize that I really need that downtime and that opportunity to kind of reflect on, you know, where I am now and where I want to go moving forward. So we all have that opportunity.
Yeah, you said so much there, and I want to pull out a couple things. One, you know, the expectations that you talked about that other people put on us. I think that's one of the main ways that we are silenced in our lives, is is because who we were born as is not matching up with all of the layers of expectations and values and things that are put on us. And until you have that intentional space to begin to sort that out and ask these questions, that's why I heard you say getting to know who you are is so important.
Yeah.
And then I think the other piece of that is somebody might be not have the option to just walk away from their job where they're at and create something different. But that doesn't mean they can't be taking a step towards something different in the process. Because, you know, I know in my own journey, there was a period of about 3 or 3.5 years where I was working my corporate job, you know, committed to doing the best that I could do in that, but also taking steps towards creating this new life or lifestyle that would more fully match who I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's some time in there where it feels a little crazy where you are balancing all of that. But I think it goes back to the two keys that you talked about listening to your intuition and embracing your dreams and knowing that you're worthy and deserving of pursuing those dreams.
Absolutely. And I think that perfectly aligns with what I use with my clients, which is my three keys to overcoming obstacles. And that's reflect, reset, rewire. I mean, it's exactly what we had talked about, right? Reflection of how did you get to where you are now? What helped? What hurt? What are you overcoming in your past? What are you potentially still holding on to? Ultimately, it's our choice in how we respond to the things that happen in our life, and not to discount any kind of trauma that people may endure. But I have found for myself that the most healing thing that I can do when I am going through a situation is to be able to turn around and help someone else through a similar situation. And that has really helped me heal and overcome a lot in my past. And just understanding, you know, that everything that happens gives us that opportunity to truly learn and grow from it and take that wisdom and apply it to, you know, our future. And then the reset portion is, like we were saying, okay, where are you now? Where do you want to be? And I think so many of us don't take that opportunity to think about that and to dream about what do we want our lives to look like? And if we're not intentional about that, if we're not very clear, then how do we know what we're working toward and what kind of steps we need to take to get there?
Yeah. And talk a little bit, Michelle, before you dive into the rewire part, about the self-doubt gremlin that comes up in this gap. When we get to the reset portion, seeing those dreams out there, and then in my experience, this giant gremlin with a t-shirt, I can just see it in my mind. He has a t-shirt on that says self-doubt.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, and I mean, there's so much that goes into that, but I think for me, the largest piece that I have held onto and that I have seen really manifest in my life is understanding the law of attraction and understanding that despite what your circumstances may look like today, that in no way discounts what your future life can look like, but it all comes back to what you believe is possible and what you are attracting to yourself. And so, you know, it's kind of this catch-22 in a way, where if we're unsure and we're doubting and we have more of a pessimistic view on our current situation and how that then is going to affect our future, the more we're attracting more of that to ourselves, right? And so it's kind of like, and that's where the rewire piece comes in.
Yeah.
You're able to reaffirm and believe that we are worthy, that despite our past, we are able to overcome, that there is a better future for us, that we deserve, the more we are able to then start attracting that into our lives and keeping that positive mindset, recognizing that, you know, things don't necessarily happen overnight, but as we continue to make progress and take the steps in the right direction on a daily basis, we will absolutely start to see, you know, the fruition from believing that we deserve a better life.
Yeah.
So, as I started learning about the law of attraction, something just kind of clicked in me, and I recognized in so many ways, and I know Vicky and I have a similar upbringing and past, this is all kind of tied to that source and that universe and God and whatever it is that you believe is the higher power. That's all within ourselves as well. And as we recognize that and start to bring that out and truly believe we deserve that and believe we deserve better, the more that we're going to attract that into our own lives.
Yeah. And you know, Michelle, the curious thing that I've discovered, I don't even think it's so much attracting it into our own lives as recognizing it was there all along.
Yes.
And claiming it. And you know, that's what I see. It's almost like someone who had inherited this giant trust fund, but they don't believe that they're truly the inheritor of it. So they don't ever go to the ATM and take out. And I'm using a cash scenario here, but you know, that works in so many different aspects. But if we don't believe we're worthy and deserving to own what's already ours, we live this life disconnected from it.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think that's absolutely true. And I think that's why gratitude is such a powerful tool. And the more that we are grateful for what we already have, and the more that we intentionally seek out those things to be grateful for, the more we are going to be grateful for, right? So it is kind of like, maybe you're not necessarily attracting it, but you are unveiling it, that it's already there. And it's so easy to see this applied in people's lives, right? As we spend our time with certain people, like we definitely see how folks kind of lean one way or another. They're complaining all the time. They're pointing out the negative in situations or people. And so that's just kind of this vicious cycle, right? And then on the flip side, you have folks who are generally very positive and optimistic and hopeful and just super thankful for what they already have. And so they continue to have more and more to be thankful for. And you could be in the exact same situation on either side of that scale. It's all about your choice and your perspective. And so I do agree with you. I think it's as we recognize that, and as we are more and more grateful for what we have, the more we will have to be grateful for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the more we recognize what's there. So you reference gratitude as one way to rewire. What are some other recommendations on how to rewire?
Yeah, I think affirmations are huge, right? Because that's kind of replacing those old thoughts and that old mentality that we're not good enough and we're not worthy. But however works for you, there's so much available out there as far as affirmation statements that we can kind of take for ourselves. Other tools and techniques, like I have these spirit junkie affirmation cards, and so I'll just pull one out and read it and really kind of soak that in and recognize, like, yes, that is true for me. Yeah. Journaling, I mean, anything to really pull out that creativity and pull out whatever might be going on inside, and then recognizing, is that true or not? Because often we'll have these thoughts going through our mind that maybe are not serving us. And so it's time to recognize that and replace that with something new.
Yeah. So can you give an example of an affirmation that you've used in your own life that's changed and rewired some thinking?
I mean, so many, So many. But for me, I've been a wife and mother for a long time. And I think never quite feeling like I was good enough, right? Or that it was too difficult to balance this full-time work life and being a wife and mother and being great at both. And so something like that would be, I am an excellent wife and mother. I serve those around me, but I also, you know, am worthy of taking time for myself and understanding that, you know, it's, you can't pour from an empty cup and it can't always be about everybody else, but that I should come first. Just little, super simple statements like I am worthy, I am enough. I mean, those are so, so powerful. Yeah. And I think for a lot of us, once we start reading those, it might feel weird. It might feel like we don't believe that, but the more we say it, the more it will get ingrained in us and the more we will believe it. And I think that is a huge thing. So many of us, especially women, right? It's like, I don't know, something in our culture made us feel like we were not good enough, or we had to give above and beyond a man doing the same job to prove ourselves. And that's not true. I mean, we have so many gifts and talents to bring the world, and we just need to recognize that maybe that won't be the same as our male counterparts, but it's going to be in a way that serves those around us better. And that's bringing out our true spirit and, you know, gifts that we can help those around us as we continue to grow ourselves.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying so strongly. And I think one of the paths that women have taken on this path of finding ourselves in the more broader cultural perspective is one step of that was trying to fit ourselves into the same mold as men, mm-hmm. you know, trying to hold the same expectations in fulfilling a job in the exact same way as a man would. And I think that it's only when we embrace our own feminine creativity and the gifts that we each have as individuals that, and we can kind of rise above that. You know, we don't need to fit ourselves into the same stereotype as how a man shows up, but we can be strong and rise above that. And I think that's one of the reasons it's important for us to have these conversations, is to role model for women different ways of doing things, new ways of doing things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk to the woman now who has been listening to this conversation and says, I would love to find this more balance in my life, but I don't even know where to begin. What's a first step she could take after listening to this?
I think, you know, meditating a little bit. I think allowing yourself time to quiet your mind and just be and start to feel what comes up for you, you know, and write it down. I think that is probably the most powerful first step that anyone can take, because your journey is not going to look the same as someone else's, and you're the only one that knows what you need and what the next right step is for you. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, taking that time to reflect and meditate and understand who you are and what you really want to work on is ultimately the very first step that should be taken. And then obviously there are so many resources out there to help you then along the way in determining, you know, if you do want to try to get out of your 9-to-5, or if you simply want to be more intentional about balancing that or integrating your work life and your home life. You know, there's so many things that you can do, but first and foremost, it's truly just recognizing how you're currently spending your time and being more intentional about it. You know, when you're with your family, be present. So many of us aren't necessarily, or especially with social media and just things coming at us from all different directions, we have so many distractions that we didn't used to have. And so recognizing that and taking the opportunity to eliminate some of those or turn them down so that we can be more present in whatever it is that we're doing, I think that you will immediately start to feel better, more productive, more aligned, or at least have the choice then to align your time with what feels right for you.
Yeah, absolutely. As you were speaking, I was reminded of a choice back when I was still kind of in the hustle bustle grind routine. And I made the choice to put my phone down and look at my daughter while she was speaking and give 100% of my attention to that.
Yeah.
And just that simple choice kind of slapped me in the face a little bit to show me how much of the time I didn't do that. Wow, that's crazy. And so just taking the intentional time to be 100% present. And again, we could do a whole nother conversation on this, because I remember so many years of feeling guilty when, as I was at work, that I wasn't being the best mom at home. And when I was at home, feeling guilty that I wasn't, you know, doing enough at work. And
yeah,
so, yeah.
Yeah, well, Michelle, I totally agree. And I got goosebumps when you said that, because it's so true. Just being present, right? Mm-hmm. And let's start with our family, because they should always take precedence. And even just being present with yourself, I think maybe that's a good way to describe it. Take a little bit of time to be present with yourself, and then your family, and then your boss, coworkers, whoever it is, and start to recognize how things start to shift in your life, because I'm sure that they will.
Yeah. Well, and that was one final thought that I wanted to make this. You talked about being is a lot of what you were talking about during our conversation today. And we have come from this overarching culture of doing versus being. And so I think there is a misperception that when we're being, nothing actually gets done. And it took me a long time to understand that if I am doing through being, I can actually accomplish more in an effective manner in a shorter time than I would ever accomplished just in that doing phase. So I'm curious what you've found for yourself in that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I think, you know, one simple way to describe that for me, a lot of what I do is about developing strategy for my consulting clients. And that's something that you can't really sit there and just start writing stuff, right? You really have to brainstorm and think, where are you now versus where do you need to go, and kind of then build out what those steps look like or what you need to focus on to make that happen. But any good strategy truly comes from vision for your life, for your business, whatever the case may be. And you can't have a vision for something without taking the time to envision it and to truly think and dream, what is it that you want for yourself, for your business, whatever the case may be. That has to be our first step, right? And understanding what that looks like, and then what are we going to do to make it happen.
I love that. I think that is a tweetable comment there. The good strategy comes from vision.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely. Wow. And so, you know, we have to visualize, which means taking the time to quiet our minds and just be, what we want our life to look like. We can't just do. We don't know what direction we're going if we're doing that, right?
Yeah, that's kind of like saying we want to travel somewhere, but we don't ever set the GPS to get the direction to go. So we just spin in circles.
Keep on moving. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
Well, Michelle, if someone who's listening today wants to find out more about you or contact you, how would they do that?
Yeah, so I am on Facebook and Instagram under Michelle Duhigg, or you can check out my website at duhiggcoaching.com.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here today. And I'm going to wrap up with two questions that I always ask everybody on the podcast. And the first question is, how have you connected back to that inner spirit inside of you?
Taking the opportunity to quiet my mind, I think, has been huge. And recognizing for so many years, I was really running after something external. And I think once I realized that it was all about what was inside of me already that I needed to bring out, that's when my spirit truly started coming alive and I was able to embody that and share that with other people.
That's beautiful. And I think that begins to answer the next question, which is, how has connecting back to that inner spirit allowed you to become unsilenced in your life?
Yeah, it's, for me, it is all about empowerment for yourself, for others. I've always had very much a soft spot for children and for women and helping those people speak up and feel comfortable in their own skin and recognize that, you know, as we are able to feel more and more empowered in who we are, that we're able to, just through osmosis, whatever you want to call it, just through exposing that light, if you will, to other people around you, you are then empowering them. And so, you know, it's just all about being who you are and accepting who you are and accepting who others are. I think ultimately it comes down to love, right? If we don't love ourselves, how can we ever love anyone or anything else in this world? And so, you know, we're all different. We're all made uniquely. And those are the things we truly need to bring out and to just live loud and proud of who we are.
Absolutely. I will high five. That one. Oh, well, thank you for being here today, Michelle. And until the next time, I can see some future conversations that can expand on this. But until next time, thank you again for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity, Vicki.
And thanks for our audience for being along today. If this conversation has brought to mind a friend or a coworker who you also feel would just love to hear this conversation, please share it with them, because it's only by us sharing one by one that we can change the world and shift this dynamic so that you too can live an unsilenced life. I hope by being here today and listening to this conversation, your day, your week, and your life has been made a little bit brighter. And until next time, stay well, be well, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for being here. If you have a topic or question you want to hear more about, send it to us at the email below. Have an inspired day.